Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Oh, well, hello, and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Hey, Kat, how'd your weekend go this last weekend?
Good morning, Bruce. You know, it's been full tilt wedding planning, so yeah. I was busy in my own way. Yep, just coordinating with my dad down in Reno. It's going to be in his backyard outdoors in the snow, so that should be fun.
Whoa, and all right.
I was going to say, I have like a faux fur wrap for it and everything, so I won't be shivering too much, and I'm sure the snow will make for some beautiful pictures, so I'm happy as a clam.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. Oh, well, good deal.
Looking forward to it.
Many people get married in the snow, so that's all right.
I know. Not around these parts, that's for sure.
Yeah.
How about you? How was your weekend, Bruce?
Hey, you know what? It was good. Actually, got out. I mean, we had that little bit of rain, all that good stuff this weekend, which was nice. But it was the first birthday party of the year or whatever the junior's been invited to. He finally come home last week with an invitation to a birthday party of one of his classmates, and it happened to be a couple twins there. So we went to Wild River Pizza and did his first birthday party he's ever been to, and he had a blast. And I mean, of course, the kids did great. It was a whole bunch of kids running around and all that good stuff, and you get them all together, and Wild River's a perfect place to let it loose. So yeah, we got out there and did that this weekend. That was the big highlight of the weekend. Other than that, it was just hanging out and letting the storm go on and watching NASCAR and football, as I am known to do. So,
as you're known to do.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
But it was good times. We had a great time this weekend. And
very nice.
Yeah, we got some guests on board here, so we're going to go right get in the show here. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to say if you'd like to sponsor The Insider, all you got to do is go to kciw.org or one of the other fine shows. You just got to go to kciw.org and be on your way. So, all right, Kat, why don't you take it away? You're familiar with these people, I believe.
Just a little bit. Yeah, so we've got two guests in the house tonight. We have Eric Dongelmans and Lorene Foreman. They are the adult and children's program managers at the Checco Library. And we're going to start with, because Lorene has an event coming up very soon this week, we're going to let Lorene talk a little bit about some upcoming youth events in the area.
Hi there, Kat. Hi, Bruce. Hey. Yeah, so just this week, coming on Wednesday, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning over at the library annex, we'll have available youth Halloween activity bags. And these will have coloring books and coloring pages, crayons, scratch art masks, scary face stickers, large self-stick googly eyes, Halloween word finds, and a colorful Halloween tote that can be used for trick-or-treating. Again, these will be available this coming Wednesday, October 20th at the Library Annex, beginning at 10 o'clock. We made 300 of them. We'll have them available until they run out.
All right. And what else is coming up for youth activities this month?
We're going to be having our teen book club at the end of the month, on last Monday of this month and the following month too. Every month we meet last Monday of the month in the afternoon, and we read and discuss newly published, star-reviewed young adult books. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in joining, if you like to read, and if you like to read young adult literature particularly, please contact me. I'm at lorene@chetcolibrary.org. That's L-O-R-E-N-E at chetcolibrary.org, or call the library at 541-469-7738.
All right. Wonderful. And that's a regularly occurring program, right? That happens monthly?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Wonderful. All right. And then we're going to turn it over to Eric here. He's got some things going on for adults and families through the end of the month here. What's going on your end, Eric?
Yeah, I do. So starting next week, in the middle of the week, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th, that is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're going to be doing some classic horror films. You're going to be able to join us on Zoom, and we're going to watch Little Shop of Horrors on Tuesday, Ghost Train on Wednesday, and House on Haunted Hill on Thursday. That's all free. You just got to join. We'll be sending the link out to anyone who emails me at eric@checkolibrary.org, or just looks on our Facebook page. We'll put it there as well. Mm-hmm. And then on the 29th, I have craft bags for adults. I guess doesn't necessarily have to be adults. It could be older children that are handy enough and not a danger with hot glue or scissors. But if you trust them with that, they can use it as well. And we'll be doing autumn garland. So we'll be using felt leaves and twine and hot glue. Mm-hmm. That's all I have for this month. Mm-hmm. We do our spice bags that are getting pretty popular, and that's at the beginning of every month. So that's in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have. And
no, you don't.
What days do the spice bags get released each month, Eric?
The spice bags come out every second Monday.
Mm-hmm. And so I know, so you get a spice in there. What else do people get in the spice bags?
So the spice bag comes with a tester of spice. The amount changes dependent on, you know, what it is. Some spices are very strong. You only need a little bit. Some are a little more mild, need a lot. And they also come with some recipes, 4, 5, 6, depending on what I can find. I test them at home, all of them, to make sure that they're not duds. Mm-hmm. And then you do get also a little information on what the spice is, what it means to the region it came from, and just some other information about that nation.
All right. Sounds like a nice little culinary tour of the world. And I wanted to ask, following back to the movie lineup for the horror movies at the end of the month, you mentioned Little Shop of Horrors. Is it the black and white version or is it the Rick Moranis version? Ah, the classic black and white version. Very fun. There you go. Campy.
Hey, I got one question I got to ask here. Eric, you said you were done, but how's your Hal novel series going on?
How is my what novels going
the
on?
The Hal novel. That's an interview series.
Oh, yes. Oh,
forgot about that, huh? There you go.
Yes.
Sorry, Kat.
I actually have a note here, and I completely looked over it. I'm currently looking for adults that want to talk about their favorite book. It's going to be an interview series that we're going to release on YouTube and Facebook, and it's just going to be Brookings and Harbor patrons, citizens that just want to talk about their favorite book. We have a couple of people that have signed up, and I'm looking forward to working with them next month. I only have a whole like 4, so I could use anyone who wants to talk about their favorite book. We'll meet on Zoom, we'll record it, and once I have them all ready, we'll be releasing them monthly.
Right on. Very cool. Very cool. And all they have to do is go to Eric at checkolibrary.org. Is that how they get a hold of you?
That's correct.
And that's Eric with a K. All right.
That is correct. I guess I should mention that. It's E-R-I-K. Yeah. They can also just drop by the library. We have sign-up forms there as well. And whoever's working at the counter will make sure to get that to me.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yep. All right. And just a reminder for folks, the library services, the library is currently under renovation at this point in time. But we do have that temporary branch location at our annex building right across the street from the library. And the annex address is 402 Alder Street. It's open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. And again, if you want to check out any of the upcoming programs or get a full spiel of what's going on, you can check out the library on Facebook. You can also check out their full events calendar. There's a link to that on checkolibrary.org.
Sweet.
All right. Eric, Lorene, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah.
And you guys have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You guys have a great week too.
Yes. Thanks. Thank you much. Take care. All right. Good deal, Kat. I got myself all backwards here. I was saying that one thing about how I was talking about sponsorships when I should have been saying, I hope everybody got out and did something this last weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, we do like to mix it up now.
We mix it up a bit, even if we mean to or not. But hey, before we get going here, I'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the Insider Report. And as I said, if you'd like to sponsor one of these fine shows or the Insider Report, just go to kciw.org. You'll be on your merry way. Hey, and before we get going on with the show, I'd like to point out that all events are subject to cancellation or require mask and social distancing.
Right, okay. Right. But we've got the music schedule for October 1st. And first we have Don Beckner playing Saturdays at the Farmers Market from noon to 2.
That's right. And at the end of Tekka there in CC by the Sea on the 29th, you got Stephanie Latour and the Reverbs at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And for the rest of the month at the Checo Brewing Co. on the 23rd, they'll have Holus Bullis playing from 5 to 7 p.m. And then on the 29th, they'll have Aurora starting at 5 p.m.
Yes, indeedy. And we got Tiger Lily's music schedule. Wow. On Mondays, he's at Zola's on the Water from 5 to 7. And on Wednesdays from 11 to 1, you can find him at the Harbor Farmers Market.
Indeed. And then we also have some music here from Rap Brush. He plays weekly Wednesdays at the Harbor Farmers Market on Highway 101.
That's right.
All right. And now it's time for some funny stuff with Cousin Bruce.
Okay, this week I went a little nostalgic here. Some funny stuff from band leader, comedian, and Baloo the Bear's voice, Phil Harris. Do you know who Phil Harris is?
I don't. Enlighten me.
Well, from the Jungle Book, the original Jungle Book, Phil Harris was the Baloo the Bear. I mean, that's the voice everybody hears.
Okay. Yes, I do. Okay, I know. Okay. I just didn't know the name.
Okay, I got to tell a story. It's funny because when I was at that mechanic shop where I met Red Skelton and all that good stuff, I was working on his car. Well, there were several bays there, and on the one next to us, there was two brothers that had a Mercedes-Benz shop. They worked on Mercedes and stuff like that. So one day, I'm sitting there working right next to the corner by their bay. And I'm sitting there working on a car, you know, and all of a sudden I hear Baloo the Bear talking next door. And I mean, you know, just straight in there. And so I look around the corner and I'm there he is, Phil Harris, standing there getting his car worked on. So I called one of the brothers over and I said, "Hey, man." And he goes, "Yeah, you want to meet him?" And I was like, "Yeah." So I got to meet Phil Harris for a minute there and talk to him for a few minutes. But that was the weirdest thing. I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm hearing, "That's Baloo the Bear going on next door, man." So, yeah, that was one of my little Palm Springs stories. Yeah, that was a fun thing. He was a cool guy. He was very nice.
Well, with all the fun people you can meet, how did you ever end up leaving that garage?
Yeah, I know. Well, I met, you know what, all the jobs I had down there, I was an ice delivery. We did sculptures, you know, that the owner did. And so I would go to people's houses, Bob Hope's house, people's like Elvis Presley's house. You know, I mean, I just fell into jobs that I did, just happened to cater to the rich and famous, basically. So that's where I have a lot of name. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So anyways, here's some stuff from old Phil Harris. He says, "If it hadn't been for radio," he once said, "I would still be traveling orchestra leader. For 17 years, I played one-night stands, sleeping on buses. I never even voted because I didn't have a residence." And that's being on the road a lot, that's for sure. And then he said, having suffered from amnesia, Phil shared this with his audience. He said, "I tried to find out if I was a doctor, but the guitar player wouldn't let me take out his appendix. So I took out his wife." Yeah, there we go. And then the last one, he says, "You know, there were a bunch of drinkers back then. In fact, when I met him, he actually had a drink in his hand." He says, "I can't die until the government figures out where to bury my liver." So, another rim shot for that one. Ooh. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the funny stuff from Phil Harris, an acquaintance, I should say. Cool times.
That makes sense to me. All right. And then here we have from the Whimsical Griffin, located at 615 Checo Avenue. They are hosting their Friday night game night every week. It features Dungeons & Dragons, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering. Game nights are open to all games. You can RSVP for them at the Whimsical Griffin Facebook page.
Yes, you can. All right. Hey, and the Brookings Farmers Market there at Harbor on the 101 is open Wednesdays and Saturdays, 10 to 3 p.m. And the tents keep growing there. I keep seeing another tent.
And we're still keeping an eye out for updates from them, but the current community kitchen schedule that we have right now is Mondays, St. Timothy's hosts a 9 to 11 a.m. breakfast. Then on Tuesdays, St. Timothy hosts a lunch from noon to 1. On Wednesdays, it says Star of the Sea Catholic Church hosts at noon. On Thursdays, it says the Presbyterian Church is hosting at noon. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, St. Timothy's does lunch from noon to 1. And then on Sundays, St. Timothy's does a dinner at 4 p.m. All right, and now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. Good day, Cat. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's Bit of Weird History for your knowledge pleasure. Well, this one you can sink your teeth into, or maybe not. Did you know that in the 19th century England, full teeth removal made for a wonderful present? It's true. Here's the story. A visit to the dentist might be an unwelcome experience to many, and having teeth removed could be as unpleasant as, well, you know, having teeth removed. But whatever one thinks of a visit to the dentist today, it is nothing like the horrors that used to pass for dentistry way back when. For example, in 19th century England, dental hygiene standards were abysmal and teeth frequently went bad in early adulthood. So each time a tooth rotted, it entailed a visit to the neighborhood barber/surgeon who yanked it out with pliers and without anesthetic. Well, to spare the kids the misery of having to go through that kind of pain several times in their lifetime, some parents opted for full teeth removal as a present to their offspring when they grew up. Full teeth removal meant exactly that, yanking out all the teeth from the mouth and replacing them with dentures. Full teeth removal was considered such a fine gift that it was frequently given to brides as wedding presents. Well, all the bushwhacker can say is apparently at the time, tooth attraction was the attraction. I hope you enjoyed this piece of weird history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Did you ever hear that one, Kat?
I mean, I knew that barbers did surgeries, yes. and teeth pulling. It's something I don't like to dwell on too much.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I'm one of those people that has like the weird, like recurring dreams of like, if I'm going to have a weird dream, it's of my teeth falling out.
Oh man, I'll tell you what.
I'm one of those people. So I'm just like, oh God, while you're talking about that. But it definitely like makes sense laying the scene for like movies and plays like Sweeney Todd, like they say, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And I was like, well, you know, all that blood wasn't exactly misplaced considering what barbers did back then.
Oh man, I'm telling you what. When I read that one, I was like, okay, that one I didn't know. You know, I'm like, that's a new one.
No, it's crazy. Yeah, no, they did that. They did surgeries. Yeah. The dental hygiene was abysmal back then. Thank goodness for modern dentistry. That's for sure.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Well, with me feeling all sorts of like heebie-jeebie creepies, let's move on.
Yeah, my teeth hurt.
Let's move on to the October schedule for gypsies. Yeah. So Robbie will be taking appointments for tea leaf readings and tarot card readings throughout the month of October. Tally will be taking appointments for Saturdays in October. You can book reservations for Akashic Records, Theta readings, timeline, and hypnosis sessions. Kid will also be doing tarot cards. Now, there is a fee for these classes, and for appointments and to make reservations, you can call 541-813-1882.
Yeah, and the Curry Public Library there at 94341 3rd Street in Gold Beach is presenting, they got Saturday night, October 30th. There will be an outdoor movie double feature going on. You can join in for a Halloween Town with a time of 6:45, depending on weather and light conditions. This film is rated PG. You can join them also for the second movie, Creature from the Black Lagoon, at 8:30 p.m. This film is rated G. It's a great movie. It's fantastic. All three of them, actually. I love the series, or the trilogy. And you call the library at 541-247-7246 the day of the event to check on the event status.
Very fun. All right. Yes. And then some mushroom events here. Forest Mushrooms of the Pacific Coast. This is an online event. This is a 5-part webinar series with optional field trips. They feature mushroom identification, ecology, and evolution for California and the Pacific Northwest. These webinar series take place on Tuesdays. The first one starts on the 19th of October. It runs through the 16th of November, and it'll happen at 7 p.m., and it has a Q&A to follow the sessions. Maria Morrow, a botany professor, and Christian Schwartz, author of Mushrooms of the Redwood Coast, are leading these, and they have a comprehensive introduction to the forest mushrooms of California and the Pacific Northwest. It looks like if you can't attend all of them, they will be recorded for later viewing. To register for these webinars, you can go to www.backcountrypresses.com.
That's right. Mushrooms, 'Tis the season, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Brookings Elks Lodge is doing a pig in a pit luau. This is coming up on November 23rd at 4 p.m. They'll have a no-host cocktail bar, dinner, and music from Disturbing the Peace. You can RSVP, and they actually ask you to RSVP by October 15th by calling 541-469-2169, or you can email them at brookingselks@gmail.com.
Okay.
A luau.
And then we've just got a little reminder here, a refresher in case you joined us late. The Chetco Public Library in Brookings has some events through the end of the month. First, we have How Novel. How Novel is an interview series put on by Adult Services Manager Eric Dongelmans. It covers discussions with local patrons and their favorite book. Each episode will be between 5 and 15 minutes. It will be released once a month, each starring a different Chetco Library patron. If you're interested in being a part of these interviews, you can contact Eric at the library. You can email him at eric@checkolibrary.org to get in touch. And then on the 20th, Wednesday, they are doing Halloween Youth Activity Bags. They'll have fun youth activity bags with a Halloween theme. It says there are 300 of them available, so come get them while supplies last. They're going to be given away starting at 10 a.m. Wednesday the 20th at the library annex. And then on the 25th at 4 p.m., they have their online teen book club meeting. Anyone interested in attending the book club can contact Loreen at loreen@checkolibrary.org or by giving the library a call. And then during Halloween week from the 26th through the 28th at 5 p.m., Checko Library is doing an online triple classic horror feature event. From Tuesday the 26th to Thursday the 28th, the library will be doing free online Zoom showings of classic horror films to hype up for Halloween. You can find links to those on their Facebook page, or you can email Eric for the Zoom link. On the 26th, they'll feature Little Shop of Horrors, the classic black and white version. Yeah. Then on the 27th, Ghost Train. On the 28th, they'll have House on Haunted Hill. And then finally, on the 29th of this month, they're doing a craft bag giveaway, and this is an autumnal garland DIY project. You can decorate your mantle, windowsill, or tables with a DIY garland made of colorful autumn leaves made of felt and recycled twine. The library will have plenty of felt leaves and twine. All you need at home is glue and scissors. And for more information about any of these events, you can check out the library's Facebook page, check out their events calendar at checkolibrary.org, or give the library a call at 541-469-7738.
That's right. I forgot to check out what that one movie, Ghost Train. I don't remember. I didn't look it up and see what
that's
the heck
one
it
I've
all.
Never seen. It sounds nice, though.
Yeah, it sounds like it's got a nice name, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Little Shop of Horrors, though. That's cool. The black and white one. Yeah.
That's the classic campy one.
Yeah. You can't take away from the modern one, too. I mean, especially with Steve Martin playing the dentist. That was
I love Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. Yes, exactly. He's classic. Yeah. Good deal. Hey, Letting Go with Guy Finley Q&A. These are inspiring free live talks on being fearless, free, and fulfilling your higher life purpose. You can tune in to Guy on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Just go to guyfinley.org/letgo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, have a little cup of coffee on Sunday with him. There you go. Yeah.
And Brookings Seventh-day Adventist Church at 102 Park Avenue in Brookings is presenting Jamie George. This is on the 27th of October at 7 p.m. You can join professional violinist Jamie George for this inspirational concert. His forceful, expressive mastery of the violin has delighted audiences around the globe. Jamie has dedicated his talents to sharing the love of God through sacred and classical concerts and special appearances the world over. For more details, you can call 541-469-3030.
Oh, hey, and that one Carl Saldago concert we were talking about for the few weeks, guess that got canceled. I don't have it here because I took it off because I thought it was already done on the whatever, but it'll be coming back on December 3rd from what I understand.
So it sounds like a reschedule.
Yeah, we'll have a reschedule on that one. Like we said, that'll be happening now.
It happens still. Yeah. Got to keep an eye out for those things.
Yep. Hey, and we got Nature's Coastal. Yeah, it's the season. We got Nature's Coastal Holiday in Brookings Light Stringing Party at Azalea Park. This is going to be happening October 30th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Take pride in the Festival of Lights by helping set it up. They are needing 80 people to string the lights in the bushes for just 4 hours. This is a community event, and your turnout ensures the entire park will be decorated. And without your help, they'd have to scale it down, and the show wouldn't be as big as it usually is. So, hey, don't let that happen. And you can watch on their Facebook page for updates as the event gets closer. But, yeah, that's a big deal in town here, and we get I guess they're up for, couple months all the way through Christmas. So yeah, a lot of people get out and see that. It's a good little deal going on there.
Yep. 30th of October, 9 a.m. Yep. Go help out. All right. Checko Brewing Co. is presenting an homage to horror movies on the 30th of October. This is going to be an all-day event from noon to 8 p.m. The Checko Brewing Warehouse will be showing scary movies on their giant screen, and you can check out their Facebook page for more details.
There you go. Going to be a lot of that, more of that happening as it gets closer, I can see.
Wait, we need a festival.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know, huh? Mm-hmm. Halloween festival. Here we go. All right. I'll have to talk to Chrissy about that. Let's see. Alter Ego Studios at 520 Wilson Avenue in Crescent City is having a spooktacular haunted house. This is happening on October 30th. Well, they got two different scare times. They got the kid-friendly scare is from 4 to 6, and the real scare is from 7 to 9. So you can get spooked with a trunk or treat to follow after. There is a fee for this. And you go online there to the Facebook page, Alter Ego Studios, and you get more info.
All righty. And then the event center on the beach is presenting a Ghoul Beach trick-or-treat. And this is happening on the 31st of October, Halloween, from 3 to 5 p.m. There will be spooktacular trick-or-treating at the event center in Gold Beach. Trick-or-treating will take place outside in the main upper parking lot. You can look for posted signage for parking, flow, and current CDC guidelines. They ask that you bring your own candy bag. This is co-hosted by Gold Beach Main Street and the Event Center on the Beach. And if you need more information about this event, you can call Lindsay at 541-247-7029.
That's right. Hey, and Lucky Seven Casinos Festival of Frights drive-through trick-or-treat is going on at 350 North Indian Road off of Highway 101. Let's see, Halloween Day, Sunday, October 31st from 4 to 7 p.m. Fun decorations, costumes, and of course, candy, all from the convenience of your car.
Oh, if you want candy, we got it this year, man. I tell you what. And speaking of, the Brookings Elks Lodge is having their second annual trick-or-treat drive-through. Also on the 31st of October, theirs is happening from 1 to 4 p.m. They'll have music and treats provided.
That's right. And I got one more thing before we get going here. The Pacific Coast Trolley Pub Crawl Saturdays is happening. Trolley passengers can enjoy a free pickup from the hotel, motel, RV park, or at the free park and ride locations that you can see on Facebook. You can see the schedule there. To enjoy the Brookings Harbor nightlife, hop aboard the Pacific Coast Trolley's Penny Lane, 8 p.m. every Saturday evening to take a journey to Brookings Harbor's outstanding restaurants, pubs, bars, and grills during Pacific Coast Trolley's restaurant and pub call. This will be running all the way through May 28th. Hey, just before we go here, we got the Flying Fickle Finger Fade. I want to give a shout out to support local businesses. Remember to support the shop local and support your local small businesses. That's right. Or small big businesses, I should say. That's right. I saw that commercial now. Hey, so before we get going, I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Brother Tom, for all the great work making us look and sound good on the radio. That's it. We got no more. Thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor and beyond, KCIW 100.7 FM. And tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as we go on another musical journey to the past with the Fightin' 40s. That's right. You can see schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report at kciw.org. And of course, if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out last week's show, you can catch it by going to kciw.org and downloading the podcast. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there.
Bam! Bam! There we go.
Music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.